This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you so much for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They buy the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament and provided custom tournament hats for all players at the most recent sold out Todd Wright Tour XXXI. Brandon Legal Group wants me to convey a simple message. When you are in need of legal assistance, most of you do not. But for those of you on the rare occasion where you do, they are a full-service law firm and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. That's the message. No matter what your legal needs are, could be divorce, could be family law, whatever it is, if you have need for legal assistance, you may reach out to them for a free consult. You can do so via their website, brandonlegalgroup.com. Click on the box, request a free consultation, or you can do it via telephone, 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group. Also, since we've been doing so much hockey, brought Hat Tricks on. They've been the last 2 years supporting Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. And Hat Tricks has become the go-to place for hockey fans in downtown Tampa before or after home games, during road games, or just in general for hockey fans. Hat Tricks food is outstanding. It really is. It's outstanding. They are a bar. It is food. To call it bar food is an insult. It is that good, and not just the wings, which many in Tampa are very familiar with. So my thanks to David, Frank, and Jeff, and everyone I've gotten to know at Hat Tricks the last couple of years. Happy to talk about you a little bit here on the podcast. Thanks for your support of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Thanks for buying a foursome in the most recent golf tournament. Would love to continue having your presence at Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments going forward. David, please make time to play in one. David bought a foursome and had to give it away because it conflicted with some work stuff as it related to a Lightning game day. David, we look forward to having you play in a future Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. Hat Tricks, downtown Tampa, a real destination for hockey fans and just those that want a bar with a good vibe and really good food. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Social media. I've been having some fun on social media recently with a few different things. ToddWright2121 on Twitter, ToddWright2121 on Instagram. If you're wondering the significance of why the 2121, okay, it was ToddWright20. I used to do it by the year and change it every year. Then 2020 happened, and I said, you know what? I don't want to be associated with any 1 year anymore. So let's just push it beyond where I'll actually be here, and I won't have to worry about it. So come up with anything you want, but I went from 2020 to 2121, and it's going to stay that way in perpetuity. And Facebook, also I'm there with some fun posts. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa. It's a personal page that I use for all these reasons. It's just one page. You are free to offer me a friend request. I just ask you not ask me to like additional pages because I will never ask you to do that either. A quick postscript to the expansion draft. And again, I had some fun on social media with this. It was a coincidence. But as I'm walking around SeaWorld Orlando yesterday in a trip that's been planned for a few weeks now just to do something fun midweek, I hadn't set foot in SeaWorld in, I'm going to say, a decade. It was when the Manta ride, the flying coaster, opened. And I went with a very good friend, and we waited in line an hour and a half just to ride the ride. We walked around a little bit and said, yep, let's head down to iDrive and go get some drinks. So went with someone yesterday who hadn't been to SeaWorld in 2 decades and just enjoyed the afternoon. And as we were looking for something else, because she's really into sea life and animals, we found ourselves right in front of the roller coaster that opened a number of years ago there called Kraken. And I thought of it and I said, okay, this is just too coincidental. Got to have some fun with this. So as you'll see on my social media, I said in honor of the NHL expansion draft, this seemed like the place to be today. So it's a picture of me outside the entrance to the Kraken ride, since the Kraken basically were born now that they have actual players last night in the NHL with the expansion draft. Here's what's not on social media. Shortly after I took the photo, there was essentially no line for the ride. Shortly after I took the photo and we paid the $2 to put all loose items, insert your own joke there, in a locker so we could ride the ride and not worry about a phone or her clutch or wallet falling out while the ride's tossing you around, they shut the ride down because there was lightning in the area. We never saw a bolt of lightning. We never got a drop of rain, but we understand that it shut down all the rides, and we never actually got on Kraken, but I got the photo I wanted. And of all the responses, and thanks to all of them, to me, social media is supposed to be fun. Jay Feaster is a Facebook friend of mine, and I've done a number of interviews with Jay Feaster over the years for various programs, my national radio show, some local radio things. For 1 year, I did a very fun half-hour program for the Lightning on their Lightning Power Play channel on iHeartRadio, and Jay was always a terrific guest. Jay was the general manager of the 2004 Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning, and he not only liked the post, he complimented the original nature of the post. Jay, thank you. You know, I'm one of those that believes little things add up and make your day, or even just one thing can make it somebody's day. You made mine. You know, that a Stanley Cup winning general manager saw the humor in that cheesy post, it shows Jay has a good sense of humor. So thank you, Jay. Appreciate that. One of the first reactions to the post was Tony, one of my Facebook friends, and I believe Tony listens, was upset that Yanni Gourde was selected by the Kraken. I actually did Monday night on Spectrum Bay News 9 in Tampa. Roy Cummings and I discussed the protected and unprotected list and what might happen. And Roy and I off air talked about whether or not the Lightning would make a deal. They obviously didn't. I thought that was going to happen. It didn't. Roy talked to me off air and said he didn't think a deal was going to happen, although he agreed with me that Tyler Johnson would make sense, not just from the Lightning standpoint, but from a personal standpoint for Tyler Johnson, considering his background. That didn't happen, not to say it still can't happen, but the Kraken just went ahead and took Yanni Gourde. And I sense the reaction. All I say to Lightning fans is, with how stacked this team is, which you are when you win two successive Stanley Cups and are built in such a way to be good, and they've been good for, you know, the window has been open for a while. If you go all the way back to 2015, when they lost the Stanley Cup final to Chicago, this has been quite a run for them. And sure, there's been a dip or two, but for the most part, they've been in the conference finals more than every other year. At this point, yeah, you're going to lose people. Even if there wasn't an expansion draft, you're still going to lose people. So I understand the reaction to losing Yanni Gourde. But you have to just sort of look at all the factors and how the Lightning need to get under the cap, are managing not just this coming season, but by losing Gord, whether you like it or not, they alleviate, what, roughly $18 million off the cap, anywhere from 15 to 18, over the next 3 years. So this is something that gives them some long-term relief rather than, say, had Seattle – I made the argument on Spectrum Bay News 9 in here. Seattle wasn't going to take Palat. Palat was the best player left unprotected, in my opinion. But he only had 1 year left on his deal, and Seattle's got absolutely no reason to believe Palat wants to stay. So it's basically a rent-a-player for an expansion team. So to take Palat as a one-year rental didn't make sense. With Gord, they've got him for 3 years, unless they want to move him off their team in the next two and a half. They've got him for 3 years. Also, from the standpoint, if you're going to compare and say, well, I love Anthony Cirelli, but compared to Gord, let's say you side with Gord. Okay, I get that. In some aspects, I'd even agree with you. Gord's 5 years older than Cirelli is. Gord does a lot of intangibles. I think the Lightning simply protected the younger player, who they have a little less money invested in right now. And they may feel Cirelli's skill set is as good or better than Gord's. So looking down the road, are you looking at post-Stamkos, Braden Point, and Cirelli as your top two centers? Also, Gord was on the third line. They had already lost Barkley Goodrow, who I believe even did sign as an RFA with the Rangers. So he's going to stay there. I don't know the length of the deal. When you're cap strapped, it's tough to keep that third line together. It's your priorities, in my opinion, are goaltender, top four defensemen, top six forwards, and yeah, you want to protect centers, and Gord is a center, but you couldn't click all the boxes here. So I get it. Gord did nothing wrong, but some players had to go. So I understand, you know, there was, I often talk about, what was it, the 2011 Tampa Bay Lightning and how ahead of schedule they were, and they lost that 1-0 penalty-free game to the Boston Bruins in the Eastern Conference Finals. And the third line on that team, which I believe started getting basically second line minutes, all those guys were gone by the next year. And even at the time, I wondered, why are they all gone? Didn't they just show you their value in the playoffs? And what I deduced out of it, no one ever told me I was wrong, was that Yzerman was thrilled with what they did, but they weren't part of the long-term plan. There was no money for these guys long term. They exceeded expectations, but it's not like their production put them ahead of other guys in terms of priority. So Yzerman moved on the very next year without those guys. I'm trying to remember their names. Birmingham, Burmeister was one of them. No, it wasn't Bomeister. No. Sean Bergenheim was one of them. I don't think about them that much, but I remember at the time thinking, why are all these guys gone? 10 years later, the Lightning are losing their third line. Two of them are already gone. Gore to Seattle, Goodrow to the Rangers. I'd love to see Blake Coleman back. I don't know what Coleman's goals are financially. It's not just the goal he scored. I like Coleman when he played with the Devils, and I think Coleman's got a number of good years left. And I think you can play Coleman on any line you want. I don't know that he's a number one line guy. He probably is on a lousy team, But I think Coleman can play any line you want and can do a lot of different things. I know many of you would say that with Yanni Gourde. But again, let's go back to the Gourde, how much money he was on the books for, and the Lightning needed to alleviate some of that cash. So that's where they're at. They didn't lose Ruta. Ruta was left unprotected with a year left on his deal. So Savard is a free agent. So the Lightning are, to this point, now I don't expect much is going to change here. When you're looking at goalie and defense, your number one goalie is Vasilevsky. You're locked in with him. You're good. He's not going anywhere. And your top five defensemen, as of now, I mean, many still think something could happen with McDonough. I don't think they're going to do it. I just think he's too valuable. I think they value the blue line too much. They showed that by protecting eight skaters so they could protect four defensemen, and were one of only three of 30 NHL teams to protect that many defensemen. The only others were Toronto protected four defensemen and Nashville protected five. So I don't think McDonough is going anywhere. I could be proven wrong that there's no way they can afford him. Moving Gourde helps them afford him. There's still work to be done. But as of right now, they're now through the expansion draft with work to do. But their top five defensemen all look like they're going to be here in front of Vasilevsky. And, you know, you doubt Savard's going to be back. Shen, I think, is still potentially in the mix, but he was on and off again in that sort of in that role. That's fine. So that's accomplishing a lot if you can maintain that and you can afford McDonough for another year while this window is still open. Again, I welcome your comments. And one more thing, I'm disappointed, and I don't understand why Seattle didn't take Price. I'm disappointed because it fuels my continuing theory that teams in Canada don't know how to win the Stanley Cup modern day. That the game, their game, at the highest level with the trophy that they created is beyond them. Montreal exposing Price, and there are many, many stories out there one way or the other. I think Seattle takes him. If I was in charge of Seattle, I'd be like, yeah, I'll take him. I'm not saying he's Marc-Andre Fleury. I'm not saying just because you take Price, you do anything close to what Vegas did last year. But 4 years ago, Francis talked about the cap hit. Ron, you got the money. You're starting from zero. You have the money. And if Price is serious about winning a Stanley Cup, he's got to get out of Canada. And there are a lot of fingers that point at him to why Montreal was in a position to even compete for a cup this past year. So I think that's a mistake by Ron Francis and the Seattle organization not taking Price. The other goaltender I thought they should take was, and I don't know how to say his name, Kekkonen from Minnesota, the quote backup to Cam Talbot, who can't win playoff series, and is now, what, early to mid-30s. To me, that was a move I would have liked to seen Seattle make. They didn't do it. So that's just my thoughts on what Seattle didn't do in the expansion draft. And, of course, they can sign free agents. I don't know how much of a destination they will be for players in free agency. They have money to spend, but you had the opportunity, and it's the analytics guys in the NHL who keep saying you don't need to spend big money on a goaltender. I guess one of those was in the room with Ron Francis and said, no, don't do it. Well, those big money goaltenders like Price and Marc-Andre Fleury and Andre Vasilevsky, they seem to get their teams pretty deep in the recent playoffs. I think it's worth the money as long as you spend it on the right guy. All right. Thank you for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Hattricks. Again, my email, right.todd@yahoo.com. Talk to you next time.